It took a lot of work to balance Maine's budget, bring fiscal responsibility to state government, and restore our rainy day fund. Expanding Medicaid must maintain a balanced budget, protect our reserves, and not raise taxes on hardworking Mainers. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. For 7 years, I have made very tough decisions to move Maine from poverty to prosperity. My administration has always put forth budgets that provide services to hardworking taxpayers at an affordable cost. The legislature's budgets are driven by special interests, and they just push costs down the road. We shut down state government this summer to negotiate a budget managers could live with, but some programs are not funded in the second year, and the legislature doesn't know how to fill those gaps. On top of that, we now must fund Medicaid expansion. The referendum did not specify how to pay for the state's massive share of the cost. Remember, before the federal matching dollars come to Maine, we must pay our share first. In order to implement Medicaid expansion, the legislature has to find the money to pay the bill. DHHS estimates the cost of expansion will be about $63 million next year, then $82 million the next year, and about $100 million each year thereafter. That's nearly $500 million for Maine's taxpayers in 5 years. Unlike governors before me, I refuse to take money away from our nursing homes or put vulnerable people on wait lists to pay for Medicaid for able-bodied adults who should be working. I refuse to raise your taxes, and I don't have another liquor bond to sell. Maine is a poor state. We cannot count on our economy to generate enough new revenues to cover expansion, and we must be prepared to pay for it in a recession. What goes up always comes down. The credit rating agencies are watching us. They saw the disastrous results after Maine expanded Medicaid in 2002. With another expansion, Moody's stated that Medicaid expenditures will force the state to cut spending in other areas, raise revenue, or look for other budget balancing measures. Credit agencies know legislators have poor track records of making tough decisions. Expansion will put 24% of our population on Medicaid. One quarter of our people will be getting 100% of their health care paid for by the taxpayer. Such high usage means a big bill. If and when the federal government chooses to cut or eliminate its share, Moody's explains that we would face budget pressure if it decides to maintain similar levels of coverage. In other words, expanding Medicaid will take us back to 2002 and result in annual budget shortfalls, higher taxes, unpaid bills to hospitals, and cuts to services for our most vulnerable Mainers. Taking the time now to fund this properly can mitigate some of these risks. We must get this right. Thank you for listening.